Can you believe it? We are at the proclamation already. Extra short gospel passage today. And I'm going to do what I've done in our past Sent Forth Sundays and have a time that's specifically for the kids. But I hope you know, adults, it is always for you too. So don't tune out. All right, kids. I'm going to be talking to you now. You can come up here if you want and sit by me. If that'll help you pay attention, you can stay there. But I'm going to sit right here and see who might want to come sit with me. Yeah, Dawson and Holly, you're welcome to come. Okay. I want to ask you guys to do some imagining with me. Okay? I want you to imagine that I can find in midair a really precious thing. Can you imagine that with me? Imagine I have something in my hands that's really special and precious. What is it?
A diamond ring.
A diamond ring. Maybe so. What else could be something really precious? Maybe something breakable. What do you think, Holly? What could be in my hand?
Glass.
Good one. Maybe a glass. What else? Thea. A special painting. Ooh, maybe it'd have to be a really tiny painting. Maybe it's like pure gold painting. Adeline. Maybe it's special because I got it from someone who means something to me. Yeah.
An earring.
It could be an earring. I think I'm going to imagine that it is a really special glass egg. Can you imagine that? I have a special glass egg in my hand. What color do you think it is? Maybe some clear, maybe some gold. Now, I want you to imagine that I'm going to hand you this egg. Ready? Okay. Can you hand it very carefully to Dawson? Ready, Dawson? Great. Can you hand it really carefully to someone else? Who do you think? Yeah. Can you guys take turns just handing this special thing really carefully around? Really careful. Don't break it. Yeah, Anthony's got it. And Laria. Laria, can you hand it to Ruthie? Yeah, I gave it to Junie. Oh, good catch. Can we hand it back? Oh, thank you. All right, guess what? I'm going to hand it around. You guys are grown-ups, so you're going to figure out how this works. Hand it carefully, all right? So they're going to take care of that while we talk a little bit about it. What was it like to have this precious object in your hands? What was it like, Thea? It felt special. Yeah.
It felt magical.
Felt magical.
It felt normal.
It felt normal. Okay. Lots of glass eggs in the Yoder household. It means that you were really good handling it. Can you imagine what would it have felt like? What would it have felt like if I had handed it to one of you? Or if you'd handed it back to me and then I dropped it? Yeah. Theo went, oh, yeah. Thumbs down. It would not have felt very good, would it? Did you rather, was it?
It would break.
It would break. That would not feel good, would it? Mm-hmm. What's that? It would feel like I hated you. Is that what you said? Or I hated it? Yeah. We have strong feelings. When something is special to us and we give it to someone else, you'd be mad. Because you want, yeah, mad and sad. These are great words. When something's special to you, you want other people to treat it specially too, right? Did you like giving it to other people, or did you like having it more? Giving it, yeah? It was kind of fun. That's a great answer. Well, we had a really short scripture reading. Thank you, adults. Please take good care of this precious object. Return it to me at the end. No, I expect it back. But do you remember the short scripture reading we had just a second ago? It said, anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. Anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. That was Jesus' words. Now, I know most of you, all of you, are in school. Now, when you're in school and you have an assignment, your teacher always gives you instructions first, right? You want to say something? School is out. You are so right. It's a really good point. But maybe you're at camp. Let's use camp. That's a better example. Maybe you're at camp and you're about to do an activity. They give you instructions, right? Not all the time. Sometimes they just make you figure it out. All right. instructions. Yes, Adeline. Like baking, great. When you bake something and teaching, you have to have instructions at the beginning, right? Well, Jesus is giving his disciples instructions in this short little passage because he's about to send them out into the towns to do the very same things Jesus has been doing. What kind of things did Jesus do? He taught people. He taught people about the kingdom of God. What else did Jesus do? Remember? What did he do for like people who couldn't see? He helped them. He would heal them. Jesus healed people, healed their bodies and their hearts. Now, he tells the disciples, you're going to go do all of that too. That sounds like a big job. And he's told them it's going to be really hard because some people aren't going to like it and they're going to treat them really badly. Just like we talked about with the object, right? Some people are going to do the equivalent of smashing the object. It's going to be hard and painful. And oh, awesome. Oh, yeah. Could you put it on the altar, please? Or are you going to give it to Alex? Yes, perfect. Alex, will you hold that for me, please? No, can you hold it for me? I'll get it back in a second. Thank you. Jesus has been getting his disciples instructions and telling them it's going to be hard, but God's going to see them and take care of them. I have another question for you. Maybe some of you are traveling this summer. When you go on a trip, do you take stuff with you? Yeah, what do you take with you? Suitcase. What's in your suitcase? Clothes, shoes, sunscreen, yeah, good one, sunglasses, maybe a toy, towels, yeah.
Things that really mean to you.
Things that mean something to you, yeah, that help you feel good, yeah. Fidgets, yep. And maybe you take some snacks, right, in case you get hungry. Well, Jesus is telling his disciples to go on a trip, and guess what they get to bring with them?
Nothing.
Nothing. No suitcase, no water, no snacks, no fidgets, no sunscreen, just what they're wearing. Just what they're wearing, yeah. That sounds kind of hard, right? What would it feel like to have to go on a trip with just what you're wearing?
No fun.
Tiring, no fun. We feel kind of scary because you'd have to ask everyone for help. If you wanted a drink of water, you'd have to ask someone for help. If you wanted a snack, you'd have to ask someone for help. Maybe someone didn't even know. I wouldn't want to do that, would you? But that's what Jesus asked his disciples to do, to go out and do all this stuff but have to rely on other people for everything that they need.
And Jesus is the boss.
Jesus is the boss. Yep, but even the boss, Jesus, went out with just himself and had to rely on everyone for everything he needed. And that's why Jesus calls his disciples not just like powerful people who heal people, that would be cool, but he calls them little ones. I bet none of you here like being called little ones, right? Because you're not. You're growing, but that's the same term for like a kid. Grown-ups probably don't also want to be called little ones. We would rather be called the strong ones, right? But Jesus asks those who follow him to go out as little ones with just ourselves. It's like the disciples go out like in one hand. Okay, Alex. Thank you. You guys took a good care of this. It's like they have to go out holding this precious thing, this good news about Jesus with one hand, but with the other one open and saying, I need water, I need food, I need other things. I'll place this in my lap. You want to hold it for me? Can you take really good care of it? Yeah, thank you. What Jesus says is that as they go out with this special thing in one hand and this open hand in the other, that when people receive them, like Dawson just did, it'll be as if they welcome Jesus himself. And through Jesus, God the Father. That is a really special, special thing. And Jesus tells them that those who welcome him, that God will reward them in the end, even if the disciples can't pay them back. Like even if they give you your fidgets, and you can't pay them back. God will pay them back in the end. So there are two things I want us all to remember today from the scripture. Two. Ready, Holly? One is that we have a really good gift to share. Right, Dawson? Really good gift to share with other people. A special gift. Good news about Jesus and the healing and the life that Jesus brings. He's going to share it with somebody. Oh, yeah, with parents. You know what, Dawson? That was a perfect illustration because I was just about to say, let's share it. Let's share this good thing. And it is not up to us how people respond. Some people are going to get it and some don't. But we have a good thing to share, so let's share it. When you share it, you're giving someone an opportunity to welcome Jesus himself. That is really cool. The other thing I want us to remember, second thing, is that we need to receive too. We are never just those who come strong and powerful with all the answers and all the stuff and all the food and just the benevolent givers. We need to receive from God through scripture and through communion, where we come with empty hands, right? But we also need to receive from other people. We need to receive from other people, including the people, the very people we're offering a good gift, right? We need to be open and vulnerable to surrender control. It might make us feel small, and that is okay, because we are always in our best place when we are the little ones who rely on God. When we are weak, God is strong. Yeah. So I think there's a good gift for us in this passage today, even as it is a Sent Forth Sunday and we're putting food packets together for the local community. For us to remember, and this is especially for the grown-ups, but as we engage in Highwood or your other local places of connection, we're not going out as the heroes. We're not going out as the saviors. And we're not really even going out as the rich. Now, we have a lot to offer, right? But we go out as little ones with good news in one hand and an open hand to receive in the other. So I wonder for us, what does God want us to receive from those we meet as we go out? Let's pray. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for your good gift that we've always received from you and from someone else. I pray that you would help us be those who pass on your good, precious gift and who are little ones who recognize that others have things to give us too, and that we are always in need of care from you and from others. Bless us, Lord, today as we seek to serve you well. And in your name we pray. Amen. Right. Did you get it back? Thank you. I'm going to put it under the altar. Okay, it'll be safe here. Thank you. All right, good. Thank you, Holly. Thank you, kids. You did a great job. You could go sit down now, my girl.